You're listening to BBC London 94.9 Breakfast
with Penny Smith and Paul Ross.
22 minutes to 8. Two London councils are in the spotlight this morning for the amount that they've spent on celebrity appearances. An investigation by The Sun has found that Waltham Forest paid £18,000 to Sister Sledge for a performance at the Chingford Big Weekender. And TV chef Ainsley Harriott was given more than £10,000 by Tower Hamlets to judge a curry competition. We're going to speak now to Mark Baines, who's the editor of the online publication Love Whopping. Well, what do you think? Was it worth it?
No, in a word.
Why not?
Because it's got nothing to do with promoting Brick Lane. Brick Lane's a fantastic place. Anybody who comes to London as a tourist wants a curry, they're going to go to Brick Lane. It's all about the ex-mayor influencing voting again.
I suppose the other side of this might be that actually it gets publicity for Brick Lane, publicity for the businesses there. People might use a photograph of Ainsley in, say, the Evening Standard or other free newspapers in London, so he more than earns the money back. He may even be interviewed, for example, by TV about it.
Well, you could argue that, but it's a matter of priorities. I covered this at the time on Love Whopping, and the total cost of the event was, I think it was about £47,000. And when we've got one of the highest rates of child poverty in the country, if not in Europe, in Tower Hamlets, you've got to ask the question, shouldn't that money have been spent on feeding children?
Well, you could also say, though, that obviously you would want people to carry on feeding children, but that's not to the exclusion of all else, and certainly not the exclusion, perhaps, of people enjoying life.
Oh, exactly. I completely agree with you. There has to be a balance. But I think this shows that there has been an imbalance in Tower Hamlets, and that's the bottom line with this.
At the very least, you might think it's a bad exercise in PR, because somebody somewhere might have spotted that people like us would eventually be having this conversation, Mark. I mean, you spotted it straight away for your online publication.
Well, maybe, but I think the people who are behind this approach to public life don't really care about things like that. They just do what they want to do, and that's it.
Is there ever a case, do you think, when paying a celebrity is the right way to go?
I think if it's a national campaign, yes, definitely. And no criticism of Ainsley. His fee, that's a standard for that sort of event. But to pay that amount of money for a four-hour event in Brick Lane to essentially say to people, Brick Lane's got fantastic curry houses and other places to eat, it's just wrong, full stop.
Thank you for joining us. Mark Baines there, the editor of the online publication Love Whopping. We've had this